We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Mem Gimel Sif Yotes Chayv Adam L'Chabedes Eshes Aviv. One has to show respect to his father's wife, Alpi Shein Ima, even though she's not his mother. The halacha is primarily as far as kibbutz, showing respect. The halacha of Yira is more to a real parent, not to a parent's spouse. Kozman Shav of Kayim. And this applies as long as his father is alive. And once parents got divorced and his father married another woman, he has to show respect to his father's wife. But of course, his real mother comes first. But if his mother told him not to show respect to his father's wife, that's not something he should do, because the halacha tells him to respect his father's wife. One should show respect to a mother's husband, as long as his mother's alive. And it's appropriate, if one's parent was married to a spouse, to continue showing respect to that spouse, even if the parent is no longer here. And similarly, there's an obligation for adopted children to show respect to their adopted parent. Again, it's not to the same degree as a real parent, but most appropriate to show them that respect and that gratitude for them raising this individual. One has to show respect to an older brother. And again, the respect that one has to show to an older brother is not equivalent to the respect that you have to show to a parent. There's primarily a concept of kibud, not a concept of yira. There are many opinions. What is considered an older brother? Is it specifically a brother who is the bechor? Is it the oldest brother, even if he's not a bechor? Is it the oldest sister? Or is it all older siblings than you? Included in this halacha is having respect for one's parents' siblings. Whether it's a paternal brother or a maternal brother. One has to show respect to a mother-in-law and a father-in-law. As we find that David showed respect to Shaul. Shaul was his father-in-law. And he called him his father. We see that respect. And again, here too, it's not to the same degree of respect that you have to show to a parent, but there is the covered element if there isn't the yira element. And the halacha is that after a father-in-law or a mother-in-law passes away, a son-in-law, daughter-in-law should do some act of avelus to show again that relationship. And this halacha, of course, applies not only for a son-in-law to a father-in-law, but for a daughter-in-law, for her in-laws as well. One has to show respect to a grandparent. Parents come before grandparents. And again, when we speak about grandparents, it's any type of grandparent. There's some paiskim that differentiate between when the parent is alive versus when the parent is not alive. When the parent is alive, so the parent has... We have a chiv to show cover to our parents. And since our parents have a chiv to show cover to their parents, it's a much stronger chiv than from when our parents aren't here. So the level of cover to their grandparents sort of diminishes. Sif Chaf Aleph. Somebody wants to really show respect to his parents. Yask b'tayrib ma'asav tayvim. That's the greatest thing we could do for our parents. Shomer Abris, because it causes the people should say, how wonderful is it that their parents didn't have such children? But if the son doesn't act properly, the parents will be embarrassed. And it causes them terrible embarrassment. The Kena Av, Shiritzel Rachim Ba'na Be'emes, if a son really, a father really wants to do something good for his children, yasik b'tayr b'masim tayvim, he should learn Torah and do masim tayvim. V'yinoich shlamayim v'noich labrius, he should get along with everyone. V'skab d'banabay, to cause his children should be proud of their father. Aviv mishenor b'derech hayoshem, somebody who doesn't act properly, gam zara maguna achra, it causes his children to be embarrassed. V'gam avoin aves banav mesim, because of parents' sins, the children suffer k'diksiv, paikar avon avos albonim, v'en achzaris k'dayla mezois, there's nothing worse, shugarim b'chatov shimus albonov, he causes through his averis that his children should die, v'en l'chom rachim albonov yosmin atzadik, the best thing we could do for our children is to be tzadikim, because chus aymedis l'alftar, aus chusim will therefore be there for our children forever. Sifcha beis, Ger also l'kala aviv agoy. A ger is not allowed to embarrass, curse his parents who are not Jewish. V'lo yivazeyu, not curse them, not embarrass them. Shlo yomru, people shouldn't say bonim k'dusha chamur l'k'dusha kala. As long as they were non-Jews, they showed respect to their parents, and now they're stopping. Alanoi ben mixes covered. You have to respect them the way a parent should always be respected in the way of the world. Simakuf Memdal Hilchas Kibbe Rabbi Vazakin Tamachoch Vakayim. Chayv Adam Kibbet Rabbi Virosai. One has to respect and fear his Rebbe Yois Mishavu Aviv more than a parent. Ki Aviv Mevil Chayil Loyal Mazem. Parents bring us to this world. Rabbi Mevil Chayil Amaba and a Rebbe brings him Toil Mahaba. Of course, when we speak about a Rebbe, it doesn't mean every Rebbe from whom we learned. It refers to somebody who we learned most of our Torah, or somebody who is a Godel Hador, and therefore such, that is considered Rabbi Muvik. However, the Paiskim say, if there was a Rebbe who you learned much from, and the Rebbe had a strong influence on you, then that, this halacha applies to such a Rebbe. Beis, Sibes Ksiv, M'nei Sokim, M'nei Seva Tokim, V'adarta P'nei Zokim. Zaken, ze perusha talmud chacham. Definition of a zaken is a talmud chacham. Kamash nema osvelish shim ish mezikni yisrael. Vosem avad bechacham atali milsik sav. Kedeksev a shidata kem zikni av v'shoidrov. It speaks about being talmud chachamim. Chay mitzvah to say lokom apnei talmud chacham mufuk b'tayra. There's a mitzvah to stand up in respect to a talmud chacham who knows much Torah. Even if he's not very old, ain't a rabbi. When we speak about a rebbe coming before a parent, that's only in a situation where the parent didn't pay the tuition for you to learn by the rebbe. But if the parent paid tuition, then the parent goes first. Furthermore, the mitzvah standing. So truthfully, the primary mitzvah is just to get up. So let's say somebody's sitting on the train and an elderly person comes. Technically, he fulfills the mitzvah by just getting up and sitting down. However, I saw from Rav Oznetzal, the Shevet Alevi, who says that that isn't considered fulfillment of mitzvah until you give him your seat. Became mitzvah lokum b'nei seva. Once you get up before the elderly person, then a ben shim shana, somebody's already 70 years old, I feel amaretz, even if it's an amaretz, or vachlei rosh, as long as that person you're showing respect to is not a rosh. I feel a zokin goy, even if it's an elderly non-Jewish individual, Mahadran Oysoi Bidvarim, we have to show him respect. For Noisan Layala Samcha, we have to give him a hand, or do whatever we can to show him the respect that his age demands. Sif Gimashlash Shayam Alchem Aderech, if three people are walking in the road, Haraba Emsa, the Rebbe should be walking in the middle of the group, Vishnaim Lacharv, the two others should be walking behind him, the kol achad mitzadiv atzmal tzadim, hagol yimim v'akotl smol. Everyone should be somewhat equal to him and somewhat behind him, but it's only if they went out walking together. If they just happen to meet in the street, then this halacha doesn't apply. Sifdal oven godl v'azot tamid chamim, it's a terrible sin to embarrass tamid chamim, or to soin them, or to hate them. And of course, that includes that a Talmud Chacham is not allowed to do anything that should cause the people should dislike him or disrespect him. The Gemara says a Talmud Chacham has to be careful that his clothing should be impeccably neat, because anything that would cause that people should not treat a Talmid Chacham properly, a Talmid Chacham may not do. The way he acts, the way he speaks to others are all critical. Besides, for the reason that we're learning now, there's also a very strong element of Chil Hashem. L'chavi Shlaim at Shebazah by Talmid Chachamim. Shlaim was only destroyed because people disrespected Talmid Chachamim. Shenem v'yu malivim malach elakim, u'boizim devarim, u'masatim b'naviyav. Klaim u'boizim malam de'dvarav. They were embarrassing people who taught Torah. V'kein zesh amr Torah. If you cause the people who teach Torah to be disliked, somebody who disrespects Talmid Chachamim doesn't have a share in Olam Haba. Who bechlal? He's in the category of Kedvar Hashem Bozer. Vasul Shamish. We're not allowed to use to work for us Mishu Shana Lachas. Someone who's a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham, sheyesh lo schar limkar, if Talmud Chacham has merchandise to sell, ein menichem l'shem odom, shim kemoysa schar, we don't allow anyone else to sell that type of merchandise, at sheyimchet hu t'chila shaloi, until the Talmud Chacham first sells what he has. V'dafka, this halacha only applies, but the leka oiv de kachav in the mezabni, where there are no there are no other individuals, no nachrim that are selling. If there are people who are avoid that are selling, then this halacha loy does not apply. The halas le rafchul Talmud Chacham, the Talmud Chacham has nothing to gain, because even if the Jews won't buy from anyone else, the Nachrim will sell. And to just tell the other Jews to do something that doesn't help them, we don't do so. Somebody is considered the most significant Talmud Chacham. He is able to learn all over. Understands what it says in Shas, the Shish Sedarim, all he does is learn. Even he does have a small amount of business, he only uses it for what he needs for his family. He doesn't use it to become wealthy. Whenever he has an open moment, he learns. Such an individual is exempt from paying taxes, even if he's wealthy. And even if there is tax that is levied against him, the people of the city should pay it. It really depends on what the people, the leadership of the city sees. However, the Paiskim say that in the world we live in, nobody's really paying attention to this halacha, and nobody's giving Talmid Chachamim these kind of tax breaks and tax incentives, and therefore this halacha doesn't necessarily apply b'zman hazeh.